Then what did you do after graduating from TU? Well,
when your senior year, recruiters would come around looking for people, and the recruiter from Hallmark Cards came, looked at my portfolio, and I was hired to go with what was then called the Contemporary Department of Hallmark, which was the humorous part. Thank God for that, because it was the only job offer I had. I don't know what I'd done if I hadn't got it. So I moved to Kansas City, and I started working for Hallmark. I worked inside the building in a department for 5 years. Then I worked outside on a freelance basis for 5 more years. During that second 5-year period, I was trying to sell a comic strip. I would do one every year and get rejected and do one the next year and get rejected and pout and then do another one.
That had to be difficult to be rejected so many times. How did you handle the rejection?
I don't think I handled it particularly well. It would make me very unhappy, but I was determined. I'm kind of a grinder. If I get my mind set to something, I do it. But yeah, it's never nice to be rejected, of course, but I realized that the job at Hallmark was more or less a dead end. I'd reached about as high as I could ever go income-wise there, and I wanted more. That comic strip was the only way I knew to get more, so I kept trying. I got failure down to a science. In Kansas City, I could get on a plane at 8 in the morning, get to New York at noon, their time, and I could go into the 6 major syndicate offices, get rejected by all of them, and get home by midnight. So I worked it out pretty scientifically.
Did you ever doubt your talent that you weren't good enough?
I don't remember. I probably did. Probably wondered, well, gosh, what am I doing wrong, or why can't I do it, or... When you get rejected a lot, sure, you begin to doubt yourself, I suppose. I do not remember specifically to the degree, but I suppose that happened.
But you must have felt, I'm just as good as anybody else, and so...
Yeah, there were periods when I thought, hey, why don't they realize what a dadgum genius I am? And then other periods, like, well, maybe I'm not so hot, you know? It's just kind of an up-and-down deal.
Yeah. Were you ever in the service? Vietnam came along, and did you have to deal with any of that?
No, when I was in high school, I injured my back. I crushed a vertebrae in my back, and that made me 4F.
Your Hallmark cards, who knows? Many of us listening might have purchased some of your cards. Was there a certain brand of card? You said it was the humorous.
They were called contemporary cards at the time, and it was kind of a big move for Hallmark. Hallmark was such a traditional situation. It was run at the time by the founder, Joyce Clyde Hall. And he really didn't like the idea of these cards that didn't have little flowers and daisies and sweet poems on them, but were kind of acerbic and humorous. But they made money, so that was okay. And we were kind of a little department. There were around 20 people in the department from all over the country. We were sort of set aside off in a corner where we wouldn't bother the real people. We did our thing, but they were profitable, so they let us do our thing, and it was great. I had some of the best times in my life there. As I said, there were people hired from all over the country whose specialty was being funny. And I was a room full of funny people trying to out-funny each other. It was just great.
So you probably got ideas from each other.
Yeah, you bounce things off each other and just really, I didn't appreciate at the time how much fun it was.